Right, let's kick off with rugby news. Hollywoodbet Sharks coach John Plumtree says he's committed to giving everything right until the final whistle on his tenure as his side gears up for their Vodacom United rugby clash with Connacht. Plumtree's stint with the Durban outfit wraps up at the end of the season, but he insists nothing changes until then. He says he'll keep doing what's best for the team as they prepare for tonight's showdown in Galway.
My attitude is I'll just keep going until someone tells me to stop. I know in that time, well, who knows in this business, but right now I'm still here and still very much committed to doing the best that I can for this team like I always have done in the past. From an emotional point of view, yeah, of course, we've all got pride and yeah, it hasn't been easy. And again, I always go back to what this team means to me.
Coach Plummer's named two debutants in his squad this weekend. Former Griqua George Whitehead at fly half and Springbok under 20 loose forward Matt Romeo. Kickoff is at 9:45 tonight. In football, Richards Bay FC swept the side AmaZulu 2-0 in their Betway Premiership derby at the Umhlatuzi Sports Complex last night. Now the Natal Rich boys jump to 9th on the log after securing their fourth league win, signing off confidently before the mid-season break. AmaZulu, meanwhile, stay fifth after suffering their fourth defeat of the campaign. Usutu will look to finish the year on a better note when they face Golden Arrows next week. And then Durban City aim to block Orlando Pirates of going top of the table when they meet at Moses Mabhida Stadium this afternoon. And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola knows they can't afford to let Arsenal pull further clear at the top of the Premier League. They're 7 points adrift of the leaders ahead of hosting Leeds.
I know the distance is already there and Arsenal is so strong. We see it in game by game in the Premier League and the other ones and start to see how it's getting better as a team. We proved it in the past many, many times. And I know what you have to do to be there. I know it. I have experience for that.
Whoever wins between Sunderland and Bournemouth will end the day in the Champions League spots, while Burnley can climb out of the relegation zone if they beat Brentford in West London. And then ending off with cricket, the Hollywoodbet Dolphins' dreams of a T20 Challenge final washed away after rain was the ultimate decider in their qualifier against the Daffabet Warriors yesterday. The Warriors and the Dolphins only had 5 overs and 3 balls of play before lightning and rain stopped the day's play. According to the rules, the Warriors qualified because they finished in second place in the group stages ahead of the Dolphins, who were third. Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.